This is Ozarks at Large. Last week, Jonathan Trawick and Cody Marriott played all over Fayetteville. They had spots on stage at a few local clubs, busked along Dixon Street, and in the middle of all that, Jonathan brought his guitar and Cody brought his fiddle to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. Jonathan lives in Fayetteville, Cody in southern Missouri. I asked them how they first met.
I've known Jonathan about 10 years, probably. Pretty close to that, yeah. I would say.
And how'd you guys meet?
Playing.
Yeah, well, I was at a fiddle contest in Grove, Oklahoma, I think.
It was Clarksville.
Was it Clarksville?
Yeah, well, Grove, yeah, but kind of Clarksville.
So Clarksville was the first one then? It was the Clarksville Peach Festival.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They had a fiddle contest there, and he was there.
And so you saw him perform, Jonathan? And
yeah, I saw him play. I was just starting out on guitar at the time. I was 18, you know, and that's when I first started picking up an instrument and playing, picked up a guitar, backing up my dad in contests. And, you know, there's Cody and Bubba and some other guys who are just, you know, really kicking butt and have been playing way longer than I have, you know, and I'm like, oh, man, I want to do that.
Now, Cody, did you grow up in the Missouri Ozarks?
I grew up at the Lake of the Ozarks, if you still call that far north the Ozarks. I lived there until probably my freshman year of high school, and then we moved down to Ava, so ever since then, I was as an Ozark native, I guess.
Yeah, we'll count that. Now, I know from my previous conversation on the air with Jonathan that he came from a musical family and exposed to music. Same for you?
Same for me. My grandpa was a fiddle player. My dad plays the fiddle. One of my great uncles on my grandma's side was a fiddle player. Steel guitar players, and there's all kinds of musicians in my family. It's a family tradition, yeah.
So do you even remember not playing a musical instrument?
No, actually. My dad, even before I could really start playing, he would make me listen to these old fiddle recordings, and he'd make me memorize the tunes, and he'd say, well, what tune is this? What tune is this? What tune is this? And I started playing, I wasn't quite 8 years old, but I'd say I was probably 10 before I really realized I could do something with a fiddle other than just scratch around on it.
So, Jonathan, what was it about his playing that made you go up and introduce yourself?
I grew up with fiddle playing and fiddle music. You know, my dad played, but they didn't do anything like what they were doing, what Cody was doing. It was just a different deal. That was probably my introduction to Texas style, what people refer to as Texas style, you know, from Benny Thomason and Omega Burden and Major Franklin and those guys. Bobby Chrisman, you know, the kind of music that they play. And, you know, that was my, introduction of that.
So you met about 10 years ago. How long before you were playing together?
Probably that day.
Minutes?
Yeah, that day, yeah.
And then off and on, like, the fiddle contest is a lot like a rodeo circuit. You know, rodeo cowboys, they go to every rodeo every weekend and they see the same cowboys that go. It's just like that in the fiddle contest circuit. Usually it's the same bunch of people that go. And it's regional. You know, there's a lot of contests in Missouri, and there's a few in Arkansas. I wish there was more. I wish there was more everywhere. But I've played as far as Weezer, Idaho. You know, that's a ways away. And I've played as far south as Corpus Christi, Texas, and as far east as you can go in Tennessee.
Well, when you guys get together here or somewhere else, you play, and it's possible that we might see you on Dixon Street just setting up shop.
Yeah, that's,
we play all kinds of stuff, fiddle tunes, bluegrass, swing, Bob Wills,
country. Some Americana roots.
Oh, yeah, all kinds of stuff. We play what we enjoy, I guess.
Our neighbor right now, we can't play very, very late at night.
They keep us, yeah.
So that's our free place to go jam is down on Dixon Street. Yeah. Nobody can gripe at us there.
So you have an open studio.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
And if they're nice, they'll even throw dollar bills at you.
And when you're busking and you open the case, do you use the case?
Yes.
That's the standard. You got to seat it, right? You got to put a few of your own
right.
dollars
yeah,
in there
right.
so people know that's what's happening.
Yeah, you got to bait it right. a little bit. The other day I put a $5 in there.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's a little overzealous, I think. I think we made a dollar, so we had my $5 and another dollar.
I was going to ask, what's the Dixon Street busking? I mean, you go to certain places, obviously, Cambridge, and there are other places where it's a well-known tradition
right,
and people
right.
know what you do, New Orleans.
Branson, Missouri is like that.
Really? Branson's
yes.
good for it. What about Dixon? Still learning?
There's They are, but people are really, they're really, I think they're very receptive to live and local music. And I think just from what little time I've been around Fayetteville, it seems like they really do support their musicians around here. Everybody that I've talked to has just been, oh, you play music? You play music? And it's so great. You know, like, I like that people actually appreciate it.
You know, if you're on Dixon Street, say, after 10 o'clock on a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday night, it seems that there's so many people who know exactly where they're going.
Right.
Is it hard to – because I'd imagine to get somebody to stop and listen – You gotta have something going, right?
You gotta do something a little different than everybody else.
There aren't too many fiddle players floating around.
Yeah,
when you pull out a fiddle or a mandolin, you know, people usually come over and they look just at least to check it out because it's different. But I'm enjoying it here. I've never really done the busking thing before, but.
It's a good way to practice.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you mind practicing for us right here?
No, not at all.
What are you gonna do? Do you know?
You want to play a little Dixon Street breakdown?
Sure.
This is a tune he wrote the other night.
On Dixon Street.
Hey, that's great. You wrote that just the other night?
Mm-hmm.
When you're looking for inspiration, or maybe not even looking, but when inspiration strikes you, okay, you're on Dixon Street, you want to write something, how does that process work?
Well, we didn't actually set out to write anything. We were just sitting there playing, and I was kind of just thumping out a little thing, and I was like, oh, that's cool. And that's usually how it happens. It usually happens by accident.
He'll catch a lick, and I'll catch a chord, and then, we'll just kind of feel it out until it happens.
That's basically how it happened, usually by accident.
Now, Jonathan, the last time you were here, you didn't play, so I'm glad you brought your guitar. Tell me, this you've had this guitar for a while.
Actually, this is Cody's guitar I got today. This is a Yamaha FG300 from late 60s.
Yep, it's a
great guitar.
So it's older than you.
Yes, it is. It's a really, really good friend of mine up in Missouri. We played a benefit for his wife. She had cancer really bad, and she's a lot better now, thank God. But, he gave me that guitar, so, for doing the benefit. So, it has sentimental value as well as it is a great guitar.
What is it like to find a kindred spirit in music? Someone who will play with you, write with you?
It's better than anything else. I don't know, it's just, I think musicians have they just naturally congregate to each other. They, even without the music, you know, I think that, it's a fellowship thing just amongst musicians. I think there's something inside of us that draws us to each other. I don't know what it is, but I definitely think that musicians are different than the normal people, and I don't know why
we're not normal.
We're not normal.
Now, you're here together, you play together, but you also often play with other folks as well, right?
You're playing with, Jason Plummer right now?
Yeah, I play with a country band in Missouri right now. It's called Jason Plummer and the Working Man Band. It's a really great band. We do a lot of original music. We're actually we're the headlining band at the World Finals Bull Riding in Vegas this year, so I'm really looking forward to that. We got 4 days in Vegas. And
wow.
I'm going to enjoy myself.
Wow.
But we do.
That's in December, right? That's
it's
always
in
December.
October.
October. Oh, okay.
The 24th through the 28th, I think, is our dates. He plays with Allison Williams and the Hot Ash String Band. We're starting a new, he is anyway, he's kind of the band leader guy, bluegrass band called Gravel Train. Allison Williams is also in that, and Derek Lynn, and me and Jonathan. All the fiddle contests that we go to, you know, we just play a lot.
Well, where can people see you next or soon or learn about either of you or both of you more?
Well, with my country band, on October 5th and 6th, we're playing at kind of a club in Springfield, Missouri called Midnight Rodeo. It's for a thing called Farm Fest. I'm not exactly sure what the festival entails, but that's where we're playing.
There's also going to be a Aquafire, the new restaurant there on Dixon. They're opening their bistro there, and they're going to start a bluegrass in the bistro.
Fun.
Gravel Train will be a part of that. So whenever Cody's around, he'll be a part of that as well.
Would you mind playing one more?
No,
absolutely not.
What do you want to play?
Do you want to sing one?
Sure. What do you want to sing?
Get your mandolin. I'd like you to play.
Oh, I'll play fiddle, man.
Okay. I can do that.
Jonathan's always going to tell someone to play the fiddle.
Yeah. Let's do Billy in the Low Ground.
Okay.
That's fun. That's great. Thanks. Cody Marriott on violin, Jonathan Trawick on guitar. That is worth a couple of dollars in the case, don't you agree?
I would think so.
Come back anytime.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Kyle. Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Yep.